Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. Hybrid Jazz is a vision of all that is jazz, both traditional and contemporary, domestic and global. Here's your host, Trish Hennessy.
Well, thank you, Dave Solomon. Always a pleasure to hear that gilded throat. My goodness. Here we are, the 21st of February, taping this show and doing it live right now, of course. Just the beauty of Blog Talk Radio, and I thank everyone concerned for the opportunity. And thank you for tuning in today. This is Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy, and just like to make sure that folks know from time to time that it's a combination of different kinds of jazz. Straight ahead, silky, fused, funky, and the right kinds of vocals, hopefully, to your ear, the kinds of vocals that fit. And man, you want to talk about some vocals today? Honey child, let me tell you about my friend Tracy Hamlin. She has been doing her thing for quite a while. And when I first heard her, I honestly didn't know where I was, because she transported me to a place that I wanted to stay. It was that good. She's got such power in her voice, and you're going to hear yourself. Matter of fact, we've got a couple more tracks than we usually have for a guest, just so you can feel the power. Hopefully we'll get to all of it. We're going to kick things off the way we usually do, something classic to ease you into the next 3 hours. Tracy's here at next hour. Right now, it's Wes Montgomery from Smokin' at the Half Note on Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. Welcome. Thank you. Jesse. Yeah. Put a bookmark in that thought, okay? I know folks are in a certain zone right now. At least that's what the chat room says. A very lively chat room today on Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Should I say hello to everybody first? Because I am so happy that my cousin is here. Rich. Rich is here. And Matt and Debbie and Griselda and Linda. My goodness, and some guests who are incognito. We like it that way, too. Just a nice mix of folks. That was Merichell, M-E-R-I-T-X-E-L-L, originally from Barcelona, Spain. Then she moved to the D.C. area. Actually, she was in a lot of places. She moved to D.C., and that's where I met her. Such a beautiful woman. Oh, my goodness. And now she's in L.A. She has gone through some musical changes. This particular one is from a few years ago from the CD El Proyecto Merichell. And that's with her good friend Gary Granger, who you know, composer and bass master. The song you heard was Bella Futuro, which is beautiful future, which is what I wish for everyone in this chat room today. So far, 2012 has been wonderful in some ways, and then again it's like the Mayans were halfway right. I sure don't believe the world's going to end in December, but what's happening is a lot of things and some people have gone that we held close. Some ideas have gone, so maybe we're just making way for the new. That's what I'd like to think. We heard is our second song. I love this. Indigo Jam Unit, Arctic Circle, from the CD from 2008, Pirates. Indigo Jam Unit is a Japanese jazz band formed in Osaka in 2005. And the leader of the group, whose name is Yoshichika, I'm not even going to attempt to say last names here, Yoshichika, Katsuhiko, Aiseo, and Takahiro. They're the main members of the group, and they like it that there are usually no edits or overdubs, no fancy footwork. What you hear is what you get, and I just love the combination of factors in that music. Now, they did a song back in 2009. It was a release with Common and Mary J. Blige. There was some overdubbing in that, but they have caught attention not just in Japan but worldwide. They're still a young group and still forming, but wasn't that a cool sound? Oh, my gosh. Then we started off the set with Wes Montgomery, Unit 7, from Smokin' at the Half Note with the Wynton Kelly Trio. What a cool sound that was. And Matt said that it sounded like we had our own booth at this Happening Jazz Club, which is the case because that particular album, some of it was recorded in late June 1965 at the New York City club, The Half Note, and in September at the Van Gelder Studios in New Jersey. And, man, so many people have said that this CD was, well, actually, not at that time, but this album was responsible for them just making sure that they had their own journey in jazz, including Pat Metheny. Paul Chambers on bass there, Jimmy Cobb on drums, and part of the hoopla about the album is that it was the first time that Wes was paired with the rhythm section for Miles Davis. So, yeah, there's a lot to be said about that. Smokin' at the Half Note, Wes Montgomery on that amazing guitar. Oh, my gosh. Why is it that certain artists just thrill your soul when you play them? I feel that way about Wes. I feel that way about Cannonball Adderley. Just a small grouping, when you hear them, your mood immediately changes, and Wes does it. Told you to put a bookmark in the thought, right? Okay, that's why we're turning our attention now to a gentleman who we really can't say enough about, not only because of his excellent musicianship, but also what he does, what he has done, what he continues to do with the Do Foundation, which is based in Detroit but goes all over the place, so that the homeless can be situated, so that Anyone who is homeless, if they choose to do so, can find shelter. Brian is always making sure that this particular charity gets full frontal attention anytime he goes anywhere. And I'm going to tell you about something that he's going to do this coming Saturday, which is awesome. Don't forget, Tracy Hamlin comes your way at the top of next hour. Let's turn our attention to Brian O'Neill, my favorite song that he does from Daisy, which was named after his grandmother. This is a song called Mesmerized on Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. This is Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy.
The other woman finds time to manicure her nails. The other woman is perfect where her rival fails. And she's never seen with pin curls in her hair anywhere. The other woman enchants her clothes with French perfume. The other woman keeps fresh-cut flowers in each room. There are never toys, it's scattered everywhere. And when her old man comes to call, he'll find her waiting like a lonesome queen. Cause when she's born, it's such a change from old routine. But the other woman will always cry herself to sleep. The other woman have his love to keep. And as the years go by, the other woman will spare her life.
Oh, my goodness. My goodness. What can you say about Nina Simone, honestly? There is so much to say about her. And there's no other reason other than the fact that today is the celebration of her life. She was born February 21st, 1933. And she wasn't born Nina Simone. She was born Eunice Kathleen Wayman. Her stage name is Nina Simone, and she thought this up in 1954, and I thought this was so cool. She had a boyfriend who called her Nina. And she really loved the work of the French actress Simone Signoret. So she just changed it up, Nina Simone, she became. What an amazing person. Not only a consummate pianist who longed to be a classical pianist, but was denied going to the Curtis Institute of Music in Philadelphia. And it was sad that she was denied that, but like so many people with different kinds of experiences in their life, something that is close to tragic or is indeed tragic can turn your life around, and then you find out what direction that you're supposed to go. She was denied entrance into the Curtis in Philly, so she would play the clubs in order to fund her education. And it was there in the clubs that she was discovered. She had this amazing inflection, certainly, the voice, the truth, amazing career. She died at the age of 70 in 2003. She was a writer, an arranger, a civil rights activist. There's just so much you can say about Nina Simone. There have been books that have been written about her. Some of them are factual. Some of them are pretty intuitive. But one of the most important things, and it just is urgent to say this these days because so many people we know are bipolar. She was, but she wasn't diagnosed until later on in her career. And when folks found out, and actually many found out after she had passed, there was just all of these, oh, wow, that was the reason, because she was a formidable presence. And like many bipolar people, she was different on a given Tuesday. You would see her on Thursday. She would be completely different. But, man, what a body of work and how respected she was. Huge audience, huge gay audience. And once you are beloved by a gay audience, you are loved until folks pass away who have loved you, as many folks know, including in the chat room. Nina Simone, I Am the Other Woman. You can find that at Town Hall, Nina Simone at Town Hall. You can find out a lot of information if you Google. There's just so much to say about that kind of larger-than-life talent. Happy birthday, Nina. We know that you are at peace. Bless your heart. Brian O'Neill, Detroit-based, on the keyboard. Not only has he given Kem a lot of real solid fan basing, as I like to say, but Brian O'Neill has done okay by himself. Just a beautiful guy inside and out. From his second CD, Daisy, that was Mesmerized. The video is real, real simple, but it's so touching. One of the research outlets that I saw was at All About Jazz or AllMusic.com said that this was, the whole album was an exercise in therapy. Just beautiful music, soul-stirring. If you want to know about Brian O'Neill, here's where you need to go. Not necessarily brianoneill.com. Go to thedofoundation.net. That's what you need to know. And here's something else. This Saturday in Detroit, he is going to have this really cool out-of-the-box idea, Bolorama and karaoke. If you need to know more, again, dofoundation.net. But he says very clearly on Worker Bee, if you decide to go to Facebook, he says, okay, if you're not going to be in Detroit, if you can't be in Detroit, just make sure you donate money and I'll sponsor a homeless person for you. He is trying with all his might to make homelessness a thing of the past. He's really cool. And my friend Griselda in Texas just told me that he's going to go to South Africa next week. That's going to be hot. I know we'll hear all about his adventures. We heard, Kenny Barron in between Brian O'Neill and Nina Simone. Kenny Barron, Golden Lotus from 1980. Composer, arranger, teacher at Juilliard. Thank you very much. Philly Bourne, again, thank you. On that keyboard, nominated 9 times for Grammys between 1987 and 1991. Played for Stan Getz, but oh my gosh, even though that was great, he has done so much in his lifetime. And he's only, I thought he was older, but Kenny Barron is just about 10 years or so older than me, and you know how old I am. But I want to tell you something about Kenny Barron before anything else, and then I'll stop because I'm just getting a little excited because we have a really active chat room, and my friend Tracy Havlin is coming your way at the top of next hour, and that's soon. When you go to Kenny Barron, BARRON.com, he has an up-to-date website. Can I just tell you what a thrill that is? An up-to-date website. It's beautiful to see. He's got all his dates. He's coming to Baltimore in April. I am just tickled. But, man, it just compels you to stay there for a while to see all that he has done, get the biography information, get the itinerary, and know that somebody is working that website every day. Little hint for some folks who are in the chat room right now. That's all I'm going to say. We are going to turn locally right now. Eric Marner. And by the way, we're going to hear a few saxophones today. So if you want to get a little sexual healing, you've come to the right place. Eric Marner is one of those guys that when you see him, ladies, and some of the ladies in the chat room can attest to this, sometimes your socks just fall down. I'm not kidding. He has a certain way of playing to ladies. Real guy's guy, happily married guy, got a few kids, teacher by day. When he is turned loose in a scenario where he can play his saxophone, let's just say that a lot of couples get very lucky that night. That's all I want to say. Eric Marner from The Soul of Love, get ready for this. Be there when I need you on Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy.
when you appear in my imagination. I had no idea that you'd ever be real. Now you're my life, not just some fascination. And I love you now, oh, that you're here. Now that you're real, not my imagination, but someone to love, and I do love you. Long before love, you were here in my memory, and I love you now that you're here. And now my dream talks to me, fixes my coffee in the morning, and rub my back when I'm weary. Thank you, dear. Ooh. And I love you now, oh, that you're here.
This is Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy.
you're here to stay. It seems I met you when my love had gone away. I start each day out just by saying to you, good morning, honey.
Of Good Morning Heartache, you better sit down. Man. Oh, Lord, I love this woman. Can I just tell you how much? That was Tracy Hamlin. Good Morning Heartache from Better Days, and Tracy's on the line. But I just want to tell you, just to get you in the frame of mind for Tracy. I'm feeling church today. We heard Bill Withers, My Imagination from... This is just the name of the CD title, please don't get excited, Naked and Warm. From 1976, the fifth studio album that Bill did and the second for Columbia, My Imagination, BillWithers.com. 73 and going strong. Man, he's looking good. I got to tell you that. I just love me some Bill Withers. Apparently everybody in the chat room does too. Benny Russell, Professor Russell from Baltimore, Maryland. His birthday is today from his CD Proverbs. That was Psalm with some kind of bass line, sister friend. Griselda in Texas likes that. Lafayette Harris, Reggie Washington, and George A. Gray Jr. doing their thing with Benny on that superior saxophone. Speaking of which, Eric Marner, Be There When I Need You from the Soul of Love, also Baltimore-based, and we'll be hearing more from Benny and Eric in the days and weeks to come, but we're going to turn our attention to the lady of the hour. Let me tell you something about Tracy Hamblin. I told you this before, but she didn't hear me. When I first heard Tracy, it was live, and I, honest to God, didn't know where I was. When I heard her voice, I went, where am I? Because I thought possibly I had passed away, and this is what heaven sounded like, because her voice is that amazing. And actually, any kind of vinyl or CD in the world will tell you that, but when you hear her live, it is a surreal experience. She has studied at the best schools. She was in Peabody. She's also Baltimore-based. She's a Baltimore girl. We'll always claim her. She has toured with some people that you just cannot believe. Carlos Santana, Kirk Whalum, the late Wayman Tisdale, Marcus Miller. She has, I don't know if it's ongoing or not, we'll find out, but she has most recently been with Gloria Gaynor. She is an amazing writer, an amazing vocalist, and she's also an executive producer. That's what I like to call her. Tracy Hamblin's on the line. My girl, how are you?
Hi, Trish. I am wonderful. How are you?
I am better now that I'm talking to you. This chat room is buzzing because of you.
Oh, my. I am quite touched. Hi, everybody in the chat room.
And listen, we have to tell you who's there. Matt Williams is here, who you hopefully
know.
Matt.
Matt and I go way, way back. I met Matt when I was maybe 17, 18 years old. We used to do studio sessions together, so I've known him for many, many, many years. Hi, Matt.
That is awesome. And my cousin, who I haven't seen for over 35 years, he stopped into the chat room because he was all curious about this woman, Tracy Hamblin.
Oh, my.
And we have Debbie, who is Matt's girlfriend, Debbie Poole, also a wonderful
Debbie
singer.
Poole.
Of course you
Hi,
do.
Hi, Debbie Poole. I sure do. Debbie and I go way back as well.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Small world, small world.
Isn't it, though? Baltimore is all about family, isn't it, Tracy?
It really, really is. It really, really is a small world of talented, talented singers and musicians.
And honestly, the fans who, if they love you, they're much like Philly fans. Baltimore and Philly are much alike. Man, they will take you to the wall if they love you. And look at all the responses that you got on your page when people knew you were going to do this show today.
Yeah, I mean, Facebook has been amazing in that I have connected with people that I did not know who have followed my career since my days of Miss Baltimore, which is many, 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 many years ago.
Oh, and yes, but Tracy, yes, Miss Baltimore. There you were, walking on the stage, Miss Baltimore. You have to tell us how that happened.
Well, it's so funny. My sister-in-law signed me up, and she said, oh, by the way, I signed you up for this pageant. You have to go in and audition. And I'm thinking, a pageant at Miss Baltimore? And I didn't realize until I got in what a big deal it was. It was a pageant that was tied into the mayor's office. So, you know, there were amazing prizes. And once I won, I did a lot of stuff with the mayor's office. And the mayor at the time was William Donald Schaefer.
Oh,
and it was a pageant based on talent. So when I won, I can't remember how many girls I competed against, but when I won some amazing gifts, including a trip to Hawaii. So my late mother and I went to Hawaii for 7 days, and it was just incredible. It was it just helped to shape and mold the woman that I am today.
That is so fabulous. And look, we got to do this because I'm not sure if this is Matt Williams on the line, but. Hello, who is this? 410 area code.
Hey, it's Matt.
Matt, how are you?
I'm doing good. I just wanted to call in before I went to my meeting. You know I had to say hi.
Yeah, I got at your email. I'm like, I have not seen you in years, so it's so great to have connected with you on Facebook. And,
I have your picture on my wall, so I see you, but a younger you.
Oh, wait a minute. How much can I pay you to trash to burn? Please do not show that picture to Trish. I beg you, please.
Nobody else sees that. Just me and Raymond.
Just Debbie,
and
right?
Debbie Poole. That's it.
And tell Debbie Poole to stop laughing at my picture. No, Trish, the picture that he's talking to was my promotional picture from when I was, maybe 19 years old.
Wow.
And yeah. It's in this gold lamé jacket and a gold lamé headband. And I'll pay you. What do you need?
Hey, that was a really nice picture. That was a really good picture. I love that picture.
That is so funny.
It was better than my picture during that time, I can tell you that.
Yeah, I'll bet.
Quality shot. My shot wasn't quality. That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, Matt, you're so funny.
Yeah, so I won't hog up the line. I just thought I'd call in and say hi, and now I can get on to my meeting. Now my day is going to go, the rest of my day is going to go great.
That's great.
Oh, please tell Debbie I said hello, and we'll have to hook up really soon.
Definitely. And Raymond said hi, too, by the way.
Oh, say hello for me.
Definitely will.
Wow, it's been years. I haven't seen you guys in years.
Yeah, it's
yeah, well, it's time to remedy
30,
that situation.
We'll have to have
Man.
A meeting.
Yeah.
That's right. Go to your meeting, Honey Bear, and Debbie will handle business while you're away.
Yeah. Handle it.
All right.
Have a good day.
You too. Bye.
Bye. And, you know, honest to gosh, it's so funny, Tracy. Ever since folks knew that you were going to be on the show today, anytime your name has come up in conversation, there's always a really fabulous Tracy Hamlin story.
Really?
Yes. And one of them is my good friend, Anita King, who is also a singer.
Yes.
She tells me that she has gone to several places, and folks see her, and they tap her on the shoulder, and they say, "Hi, Tracy," because she are similar hairstyles.
Right. And see, I've never met her. We're friends on Facebook. So, you know, whenever I hear of anything great happening with her, I'll send positive messages. But I've never met her. So I'm hoping in the next couple of months I'll get to hear her sing, get to meet her, because I'm really looking forward to it.
Well, she thinks the world of you. And any time that somebody has stopped her and asked if she was you, she always says, "You know what? I'm blessed being me, but I would be blessed being that lady too."
My Anita.
Yes, absolutely. You're getting a lot of love, and you deserve it. Honestly, one of the things that people have to know about you, besides having had this amazing career where you've received so much respect, you really do support other women, and I can't tell you how much that means. You may not know this, but when you lend your name to anybody in the way of support, it just really fuels them, and I thank you.
Wow. Well, you know what? I just feel like God blessed us all with unique talents, and there is more than enough room for everybody. So
absolutely.
I feel like I have been blessed abundantly, and anything that I can say or do to help, encourage, inspire other vocalists, I just want to do that. I always tell them, just use me up. If you have questions, if you want to know anything about my experience, and I'm looking forward to learning from them as well, so...
Well,
so
and that's
anyway.
You've always known that. I really do think, Tracy, you have known that. It takes some folks a little bit longer to get this than others, but when you realize that the talent that you have has nothing to do with somebody else's talent because we were all given these different gifts.
Exactly.
How freeing is that? Have you always known that?
Have I? Yes. I mean, actually, when I was younger, probably did not know, but as I grew and matured and just learned from, as I gained knowledge and wisdom and learned from all the crazy experiences and the good ones, you know, it just made me realize that the more positive I remain, the more positive is going to come back to me.
Absolutely. Yeah, and it really has.
fill us in on what you've done. We'll go, actually, we'll take it from here, and then we'll go back. But tell us what you've done recently, because this is a breather for you before you go on your way to St. Lucia.
Yes, this is a breather for me. We are down to the wire. I have actually been producing an event that happens in St. Lucia every March. And it's not the St. Lucia Jazz Festival. That happens in May. But this is a private party. It started out as a birthday party for a native St. Lucian who doesn't live there anymore, but he wanted to find a way to give back to the St. Lucian economy. And he's a huge music lover. So this party has turned into a mini music festival, and every year I have 4 to 5 recording artists. So
I do
everything from book the talent to the travel to order the equipment to finding the venue, the caterer, the menus, hotels, transportation, everything. And I've been doing it for 7 years, and I really, really enjoy it. And it has given me the opportunity to meet and work with so many amazing artists. And so this year I have Layla Hathaway, Gerald Albright, Peter White, Rick Braun, and Sheila E. And it's going to be Saturday night, March 10th. And the night before the party, I actually do a welcome reception for the entertainment. So it's all so the Friday night before is all local St. Lucian entertainment to entertain the entertainers for Saturday night. So it's a 2-day event.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, so it's a lot of fun, and like I said, it happens every March, and I start planning in May for the next March. So it's quite time-consuming, but I really, really enjoy it.
And you have found that your duties, as far as this is concerned, have increased from year to year, I'm sure.
Yeah, I mean, I started out just booking the entertainment, and then each year more and more responsibilities fell in my lap to up to 3 years ago, I started doing everything from A to Z.
Wow.
So
that is so awesome. Layla Hathaway, Peter White, Rick Braun, Gerald Albright, and Sheila E.
And Sheila E. is the headliner.
Oh, my God.
Yep. And what's amazing about this is that the people that attend, this year is probably going to be only 125 people, and it's all invited guests. So if you're invited, you get 2 days of this for free, you know, including meals and drinks.
Man, that's so awesome. And you know what?
Yeah,
the timing is so great because Sheila E. was part and parcel of the wild success that Terry Lynn Carrington had with the Mosaic Project that just won a Grammy.
How about 2 years ago, I had Terry Lynn, and she brought Esperanza. That's how I met Esperanza. Through Terry Lynn Carrington, and that's how I got to perform with Esperanza Spalding at the St. Lucia Jazz Festival.
That is wild.
So I thought that was, and we were trying to get Terry Lynn this year, but I wanted her to bring at least 2 people from her CD, like Gretchen Parlato or Patrice Rushen, but we couldn't work it out because of schedules to get them there, so maybe next year.
Oh, my gosh. And you know everybody's schedule is going to go through the roof now because that is some kind of roster of talent on that CD.
Oh, my goodness. It is. I mean, she has Cassandra Wilson, Diane Reeves, Gretchen Parlato, Esperanza, Helen Sung, Patrice Rushen, Sheila E. It's amazing.
And also, I was so tickled because Angela Davis does a narration for one of the songs, and my God, my hair stood on end when I heard Angela speak. It's such a great, isn't it great, Tracy, that we are seeing people that we know that are traveling in our circles, they're really thinking outside of the box as far as music. Isn't that cool?
Yeah, I mean, I think that is awesome. When I saw that her project had all of these amazing women, I mean, when has that, I mean, to my knowledge, it hasn't been done. If it has, I had no idea, but that's what drew me to it. I love Terry Lynn anyway, but just when I heard about everybody that was on it and their contributions, I just thought, I know this is going to be incredible. So I'm so excited.
And I'm excited for you because I just think that 2012, I mean, other years have been really good to you. I mean, look at the company that you've kept and the company that has sought you out. But 2012 is going to be a year of open doors. Do you feel that?
I absolutely do. I mean, I have a lot of great projects that I'm working on, including, I mean, the Gloria Gaynor project, well, it's not a project, I sing, I'm one of her background singers. I've been working with her now for about a year and a half, and I've traveled to over 20 countries in that time. And from singing background for her, sometimes I'm also, I may also act as her road manager, but during her show, I'm one of the people, I get featured during her show, which is amazing because she does not have to do that. So I'm able to come out and lead on two different songs. But in working with Gloria, it's amazing to be on the road with a veteran like that, to be able to learn from her. And then with working with her, I have met so many other people. Like recently we were in Paris for Fashion Week, and we did a show with Grace Jones, Chaka Khan, the Pointer Sisters, and Sister Sledge. And at the end of the show, we all came out and sang We Are Family. And all I could think of was, I'm singing with Chaka Khan and Grace Jones. I mean, it was just amazing. And then after the show, we all hung out in the dressing room. Then we went out to dinner. And I mean, I'm thinking, Grace Jones is sitting here and we're having girlfriend chat. Chaka Khan, we're sitting here and we're having girlfriend chat. It was just the most amazing experience for me, because Chaka Khan is somebody that I've listened to her music and have tried to emulate everything that has ever come out of her mouth. So it was quite an experience.
Well, you know, I really was thinking about you these past several days, because, you know, one of the things that we learned so much in all the coverage since Whitney left us on the 11th is that her voice always took you to church whenever she sang, no matter what kind of songs she sang. And Tracy, that's what you do. It's just there or it's not there. And that's why you, when you sing, you have this special quality. I mean, I have seen people in a few different audiences when you sing, and they just about drop to their knees because they know that there's some kind of anointing going on.
Wow. Well, first of all, I'm just speechless that you even mentioned my name in the same sentence with Whitney Houston, because
absolutely,
she is another singer that I would go to her concerts and just sit there in awe, because for as wonderful as her CDs were, her live performances were even 10 times better, if that's possible.
Oh, my God. Yes.
You know, so she always moved me every time she opened her mouth.
Yeah, and now she's moving heaven, and it's just a little, you know, surreal to know that we can't have that hope anymore of her getting whole again in this life, but at least we can be assured that we'll see her down the road.
Yeah, she left an amazing legacy, and, I mean, most singers today have been inspired by her, so she did an amazing job while she was here.
Absolutely. And you, honestly, this is the first time today that I have ever been in a quandary. I have about six songs I couldn't make up my mind. I've got Seasons and I've got Better Days. And I've got the track that you did with Art Sherrod Jr., which I really love, from his CD Seasons.
Yes. which is so ironic, because on his CD Seasons, he actually recorded a song called In the Morning that I started recording when I did Seasons, but then I decided not to do it, so he got it from me.
Oh, my gosh.
And it's funny, because when his CD came out, he and I were doing shows together, and he completely had no knowledge that my first CD was called Seasons, and we worked with the same producer, Eric Valentine.
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, that's good company right there. And I noticed that Eric has written most of the songs, or at least five of them, on Art's Season CD. But, yes, lest there is any confusion on Tracy Hamlin's website, you will be able to see a CD by Tracy called Seasons as well.
Yes.
I love
that. That's my first little baby in 2005. I worked on, I guess, about maybe a year and 2 or 3 months, and I was so excited to actually do my first CD. And what inspired me to do my first CD was I was teaching vocal workshops in St. Lucia. And in the classes that I had, everybody had a CD. And no matter how old or young, everybody had a CD. And I said, you know what, it is time. And so that's what put the flame under me to get moving. And I just enjoy the experience of executive producing, meaning that I you know, I owned the masters, and I got to do what I wanted and how I saw fit. So it's all my vision, which rarely happens, you know, if you get signed to a record label. So
that's true.
I was able to do it myself.
And it seemed like for a while, every time I turned around, WHUR in D.C. was playing a particular track. And you know which track I mean, A Place Called Home.
Yes. They were incredible. They used to do Tracy Hamlin triple plays. And
I love that.
I mean, I've heard of double plays, but triple plays. But, yeah, A Place Called Home is a song that John Starter produced. He's an amazing singer and piano player. He works with Kurt Whalum. And he actually was going to record the song for one of his projects, but he let me listen to it. It was written by an attorney from Washington, D.C., believe it or not. And she did not think it was a great song. She brought it to John saying, listen to this and tell me what you think. And he said to her, this is amazing. So when I heard it, I said, I have to have this song.
Wow.
So I thought it was. Yeah.
And now that you've talked about it, I'm even in more of a quandary because I thought that would be a really cool way to end the show because it's just so meaningful with everything that's transpired so far this year. And I know that you also wanted to talk about Better Days because that's sort of a signature song for you now.
It is, and it's also been re-released on James P.J. Spraggan's CD. P.J. did the music, and I did the lyrics and vocal arrangements, and he just released his second solo project, so it's on his CD as well.
And you know what? He just sent it to me. Pure Logic is the name of that, and man, is he
wonderful, cooking
on that.
Oh, my goodness. It is. P.J. is so talented. And he also has another song on there called Come to Jesus that I arranged the background vocals for and sang on.
Wow.
And he's singing lead. And so he's actually sent the song to me to say, you know, to see what I thought. And after I listened, I said, well, I hope I didn't step on your toes, but I added some background vocals. And I sent it back to him, and he really, really liked it. So.
Oh, well, you know what? That time that you came to the Baltimore area, it was like a reunion of sorts, and you played to a packed house when you came home, and you brought PJ, and you brought Eric, and the guys from Alabama, Eric Essex we're talking about.
Yes.
That
well, you
was...
know, interestingly, all of them are from Alabama except for the piano player. He's from New Orleans.
That's right.
Of all the shows that I've done in my career, solo shows, that was the ultimate performance for me.
Oh, man. No doubt, Tracy, the chemistry with that band and you, because there's clearly love among all of you. It's so fabulous.
Yeah, I call those guys the package because when I moved to Atlanta, it was so hard for me to find musicians that I could depend on. And these guys, they learned the material. They wanted to rehearse. They knew how to dress. They showed up on time.
Oh, wow.
They didn't miss flights. I mean, I said, you guys are the package. And then the chemistry, I mean, I call them my Southern family. And then all of them that have significant others or wives have become my best friends.
Oh, that is so cool. Gosh.
That
yeah. And now you're in the Virginia area, so you're closer to me, although we have not seen each other for a long time.
And, you know, both of our schedules have just been crazy, but we have to work out something very, very soon.
Yeah, we certainly will do that. And, golly, I'm itching to get to another song, and then after whatever song that you want me to play, because there are several here, I want you to let folks know about how you came to be part of the scenario that was Pieces of a Dream for a while, because some folks who may know you may not know that part of your musical history.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll do that. So tell me what song you want to hear.
Let's see.
Okay, we got Better Days, we got A Place Called Home, we've got, I had to put the bonus track from Better Days, your version of Etta's At Last.
Oh, you know what's funny? I never listened to my music, but today I listened to At Last. When I got in my car, it was playing.
Wow.
Yep.
That's wild.
And yeah,
you
really
recorded that. You know,
I recorded it. Because I after my live shows, people always thought it was on Seasons. So because I got so many requests for it, I put it on my second CD.
Well, you know what? We could play that, and then we could play Better Days a little bit from now.
Okay, or since you guys were just talking about Bill Withers, I mean, I know you played a song by him earlier, because I love him, too. I did a cover of Use Me.
Oh, that's right. You did. Oh, my gosh. You know what? I knew that there was a reason why I wanted to make sure your voices were juxtaposed next to each other. Well, look, I've got I just played Good Morning Heartache, which you heard, because we definitely had to play that song. You did a magnificent job with that.
Oh, thank you. That's the first standard I ever learned, and I was determined to put it on my second project.
Well, it is awesome. And that trumpet player, tell us the name of that trumpet player again.
His name is Melvin Jones, and he's a music instructor at Morehouse in Atlanta.
Amazing.
I mean, he came in and knocked that out. And, you know, the producer said, we have a lot of great trumpet players in Atlanta, but everybody can't understand these changes in the song. So he handpicked Melvin and said, he's the only one who understands and can deliver. And he came in and knocked it out in no time.
Wow. Well, I, you know what? I've told you this before, and I'll tell you this again. When I heard the Seasons CD and I heard the title track, I wept for about 10 minutes. I'm filling up with tears thinking about it now, honestly, because that song addressed the people who come and go out of your life, and that was it was significant, and
it really was.
Yeah, it's even more so now. Can I play that?
Oh, absolutely. And I can tell you a little bit more about when I wrote it, but go ahead.
You want to do that now so people can feel it even more?
Well, sure. Seasons is a song that came about at a time in my life where I was going through quite a bit, and I was just looking for peace. And a friend of mine brought me that song, and he had two lines to it, looking for the springtime in my life, actually just the one line. And then that's a song that sort of wrote itself. He let me listen to that one part, and I listened to the whole instrumental track, and then I sat down, started writing. We were actually in a hotel room, and
wow.
Because they lived in another state, and they brought their two track recorders, and when I tell you, I put it down, and then came, because I wasn't living in Baltimore at the time, and then I came back up and knocked it out. But that's a song where, you know, it came about during a time in my life when I was trying to find peace, and I was getting rid of the toxic people in my life and making room for the better ones.
Amen. Oh, God, that's beautiful. We need to hear this. This is a work of art. Tracy Hamlin is our guest today. This is the title track from Seasons from circa 2005 on Hyper Jazz from Trish Hennessy. Check this song out.
Why the reason? Why the
man, that song takes me to a different place, and it's a place where we all need to be. Tracy Hamlin right there, and Seasons, title track from a CD that was out a few years ago, and we're going to get to Better Days in just a couple of minutes. But, man, Tracy, it's just so nice to know that you are as beautiful inside as you are outside and that good things are happening to you.
Oh, thank you so much, Trish. I really appreciate that.
Well, you know that I'm telling you the truth because I've felt that way for years now.
I told my husband, I said, if I need a press release written, I need to call Trish Hennessy because when she talks about anything that she's passionate about, you just want to run and check it out or find it and buy it. You're like Oprah.
God bless you. God bless you. Well, look, you know, you and I talked last week, and I still haven't called our friend Jonathan Lassane. So, Jonathan, if you're listening today, I'm going to get to you, brother.
Yes, he left me a message the other day. I have not heard from Trish. So I will definitely let him know.
Yeah, definitely. And you know what? It's so cool to know on that track that we just heard. I'm just looking at the personnel. Eric Valentine is on that. Alan Johnson. God, how good is Alan Johnson?
Alan, and you know what's funny? I have never met him.
But really?
He does all the keyboard tracks on Eric Valentine's music. I've never met him. He's super talented. He played on several songs on that CD, and the piano solo was done by James Lloyd from Pieces of a Dream. That was my birthday present from him.
Is that right?
What a birthday present.
And I was going to ask you, and you had David Dyson and Alvin White, and since you've mentioned James Lloyd, tell us the progression. I told you we were going to go from the current back to the past. The progression of events. Here you were at Peabody, and then you sprang from the loins of Peabody School of Music in Baltimore, and then what happened?
Well, you want me to start from there or fast forward? Because I've worked with a little bit of everybody, and how I got connected to James Lloyd and Pieces of a Dream was through Dave Dyson.
Wow.
And Dave Dyson and us, I mean, I used to do lots of gigs locally with the Grangers and Benji Parecki, and Dave and I was talking after a gig one night, and he said, I think Pieces of a Dream is looking for another female singer. Would you be interested? And I said, sure. So he connected us, and they needed a demo, and they needed a demo right away. And at the time, I didn't have anything, so I called my dear friend Jonathan Lassane, who has several recording studios. And I went in the studio, and I had the karaoke tracks to Yolanda Adams' Still I Rise.
Wow.
And I didn't have anything else. So I did Still I Rise, and then I sang an a cappella version of God Bless the Child, and I prefaced it with, the reason I'm singing this song a cappella is so that you can hear the clarity in my voice. But the real reason was that I didn't have anything else. So I recorded it, FedExed it to them, and the next morning at 10 a.m. they called and said, you have the gig. Can you meet us in the next city this weekend? And I met them on the gig during sound check, and I showed up, and I said, okay, I do this song in this key and that song in that key, and hence the beginning of my 3 years of Pieces of a Dream.
That is really amazing. Wow.
Yep.
And
so,
that was
and then,
2002 and 2005, they're recording. Love Silhouette, you were on that.
Love Silhouette, yes. I did a version of Funny Valentine and then two originals. And shortly after that, I met Najee. There was a surprise party for James Lloyd, and Najee was there, and I told him that I was working on a project, and he said, well, I'm sure you're going to need some flute because as amazing as he is on saxophone, he's also an amazing flute player.
Oh, he sure is.
He played on another track on Seasons for free. I mean, the blessings were just pouring in. So he did that for free, Najee.
Oh,
and,
my God.
Yes.
And you had Gerald Beasley on bass on Still I Rise.
Yes. Gerald Beasley, amazing Gerald Beasley. Yes. So, I mean, it's just been the lineup of people that whose paths I've crossed and I've worked with, it has just been amazing. And, I mean, I took a little something special from everybody, you know, because I'm very observant. I'm always looking and trying to learn and grow. And it's just been amazing to work with some of these folks.
Well, you know what, Tracy? They're saying that about you.
Aw.
No, really. When you're on stage, nobody pays any attention to anything else. you are so riveting because there's so much that you need to get out, and it's like you don't know exactly where this voice is coming from because you're not a big person at all. And all of a sudden, this voice that has its own separate zip code comes out.
Well, you know, I always say it's all about him above and not for me. That's where it comes from.
That's right.
You know?
I completely understand. And it's so cool because we were talking last week on the phone about the changes from seasons to better days and what kind of flavor differentiation there is. Isn't that amazing?
You know, it's amazing. The final product of seasons is how I met my husband.
Wow.
So the writing from seasons to better days. By better days, I had come out of the darkness into the light with a wonderful man in my life and a new marriage, and it was just very easy to write. As a matter of fact, two songs on better days, I Feel So Free and You Are the One, I wrote about my husband.
Oh, that is so awesome. Oh, my gosh. Well, you know he's in the chat room. Did you know that?
No, I did not.
Yeah.
I'm not surprised. Hi, honey.
And it was so cute because there's I'm just counting now. There's at least, I'm not going to count. But we did this a little while ago between songs, and I'm typing away, and whoever's in the chat room who cares to participate, they're typing away. And I had said to folks, get ready for this vocal scenario back-to-back. So I played Bill Withers, and then I played you. And when somebody heard your voice, somebody said something, and I said, this is Tracy Hamlin, a.k.a. Nat Landry's wife. And Nat had put, he was very, very silent up until then. He wasn't typing. And then he put two little faces kissing on the screen.
Aww.
It was so
sweet.
Oh, he's doing it now, too.
Oh, my goodness.
He is something else, and my gosh, you two are a really good team. You know that.
Oh, thank you. Yes, I do. I mean, I'm so blessed to have his constant support. I mean, with all the traveling and, you know, me being in and out, and my husband, I always tell everybody my husband's love language is a home-cooked meal. And, you know, when I'm gone, he's not getting those home-cooked meals every day. So when I come home, like, I got to get moving, you know. After being in these beautiful hotels and getting room service and people waiting on me, I'm like, okay, I got to do laundry. I need to clean up. I need to cook dinner.
And you know what?
That's
don't
reality.
We all need that centering factor in our lives, don't we?
We really, really, really do. We
yeah.
really do. I mean, I see how people get lost, but yes, you have to be, you have to have a great foundation. You have to stay grounded.
Really, you really. You have to have people around you. When you rise to any degree, you have to have the people either who knew you back when or who know you as you are so they can say, no, what you're saying is not right. Here's what you have to do. Don't get on your high horse with me because I know you.
Yes, and you know what? My husband is that way. Jonathan Lassane is that way. My sister is that way. So believe me, I have people that have no problems putting me in check if I look like I'm getting out of here.
That is the biggest blessing you could ever have, and you know it.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, I do, and I appreciate it so much and would not want it any other way.
Well, I think that we need to play Better Days because of that, because this is one of those songs. When I heard this, I went, oh, my God, the joy in my heart is about ready to explode. Seriously, I love this song. You wrote it with PJ, right?
Yeah, actually, PJ sent me the track, and I wrote half of the song, and then Nat and I went on vacation to Destin, Florida, and I sat on the beach and wrote the rest of it. And hence, we have Better Days. I wanted to write a song that was inspiring, uplifting, you know, something that could just encourage myself or anybody on a rough day. So that's where that song came from.
Oh, well, let's have at it. This is Tracy Hamlin with us. And Tracy, just enjoying the continuing blessings and respect that she's had in her career. This has been a little while in coming, although we've done two interviews before this, so this is like old hat to us. This is one of those great songs, title track from her CD, Better Days, and you're going to find out how you can get a hold of this so you can have it for your own on Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. That is one of the sweetest exclamations of joy vocally that is out there. Oh, my gosh. And proof is in the pudding, Tracy Hamlin, because we just had a beloved member of the continuing saga that is our chat room just write and say, what a great song, Tracy. Thank you for playing this. I needed to hear it.
Wow. You are quite welcome. Welcome. I have to say I'm very proud of that song because when I started writing for Better Days, I just thought my creative juices had sort of dried up, and then all of a sudden stuff just started. You know, you never know that you have all this stuff bottled up in you until you start writing.
Yeah, yeah. I would imagine that would be the case. And then, you know, you had part of that A-team that you were talking about earlier, and your husband has pointed out Phil Davis was on keyboard and Kelly O'Neill on sax.
Yes. Phil also produced that track. Phil Davis, he's played with George Duke, Rochelle Farrell, Layla Hathaway. I mean, he's very well respected in the industry. And it was amazing working with him. He just kept me at ease. And we wrote two songs together on Better Days as well.
It must be something when you have the kind of camaraderie with, you know, knowing it's a gift in and of itself that you feel a song and know that this song is worthy. You need to do this song, whether it's a collaboration or not. And then when you have the right musicians that get you, what a high that
must be. Oh, my goodness. That there are no words to describe that get you. And, you know, I learned from my husband that when you work with people, you have to work with people. In order for it to be successful, you have to work with people that are of your same consciousness. And that's what I feel that I was surrounded by once I got with the Alabama crew and Phil Davis. I felt like I was surrounded by people that we were just on the same page. And,
wow.
I mean, so our shows and just everything, the friendships, the holidays, I mean, it was absolutely wonderful just being able to experience them.
And you know, that's so funny because if we were to describe in another kind of relationship how somebody could get you, and we were talking about a possible partnership for marriage, in our terminology or in many folks' minds, equally yoked comes to mind.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So
you
really were with these guys because the sound is so great, and every song on Better Days is just a little treasure, and it's a surprise. Whoa, I didn't expect that. Really, really nicely done. Where can folks buy your music, by the way?
They can go to TracyHamlin.com, that's TracyHamlin.com, or I'm on iTunes, I'm at CD Baby as well.
That's awesome. And what do you suspect is going to transpire this year? You said that you had some plans. You want to share a little bit of them?
Well, yes. I had the honor of singing with Starpoint in France last November. It was a one-time thing.
Wow.
And from that, I met the folks in France. They just are huge music lovers. And from that, I met several producers and promoters that have encouraged me to record a funk soul project. So I'm going to do one single at a time. I have several producers that I'm working with, but I won't say the names because I'm not sure which single I'm going to do first. But it's going to be released in Europe to support some shows that I have over there. And who knows, it may come back this way. But
wow.
So that's one of the things I'm working on. I'm really excited about it because that experience in France, I mean, first of all, to sing with Starpoint was a dream come true. To sing Renee Diggs' songs, I mean, she's my greatest vocal inspiration. And, you know, when I was first approached to do the show with them, I was a little nervous because Renee's voice is really high. Although I'm a soprano, she could really get up there, and it was, you know, just had the nitty-gritty, so... doing that show really, really kept me on my toes, kept me in constant practice. So, you know, it was quite amazing. But the folks over there just received them so well. And Starpoint has so many great songs. So I thoroughly enjoyed that experience. And I'm looking forward to, you know, working on the Funk Soul project. And I think my first show will be in early fall over there.
You know what? I think that you need to tap into your networking now and contact your friend Chaka Khan to let her know you're going to do this.
Well, you know what? I will be in contact. Her sister is her manager, and we sat and chatted for like an hour after the show. So, and then I'm connected to a lot of other folks that are connected to her as well. So, and some of them are coming to St. Lucia. So I'll get to, you know, spend more time, and who knows what will transpire from that. But it's great to, you know, have a network of great people.
And honestly, we talked about this a little bit, mentioning Terry Lynn Carrington and the Mosaic Project. Do not be surprised if what comes out of this St. Lucia beautiful soiree that you've got planned next month. Sheila E., Layla Hathaway, and you, I can see that.
Can you really? See, my husband gets annoyed with me because whenever he comes up with something like that, I'm like, yeah, I see them, but I don't see me sitting in there. People like know and love them. It's how I always feel, but he gets on me for that.
No, because you know what? These are your little dreams, and you have to vocalize them.
Right, right.
And with Layla's tones, your tones, and what Sheila E. is able to bring to the table, that is a pretty funky little unit right there.
Yeah, I mean, well, you never know what's in the cards, that's for sure.
Man, and
that's
you,
for sure.
Without even trying, you just get blessed because you're standing there. You have things just crop up, folks playing for you for free, and, you know, this whole picture, that picture was so great with Grace Jones and Chaka and Sister Sledge.
Yeah,
I got
Gloria.
It.
I mean,
yes.
It is just unbelievable, unbelievable. And, oh, then another thing I have, not to just switch gears, but Benji Parecki, you know, amazing Benji Parecki, piano player.
Of course.
He is working on a Christmas CD, so I recently recorded O Holy Night, and he sent me a message last night saying that he's just finished it, so I can't wait to hear it. It's very, you know, it's a gospel version of it.
Oh, my God. And Benji Parecki is one of the premier keyboardists, so I can imagine that kind of groove to O Holy Night. This is blasphemous. O Holy Night.
And, you know, when I was in Pieces of a Dream, Benji was also in Pieces of a Dream, so we were road buddies because we both flew out of BWI together.
Oh, my gosh. He is, for folks who don't know Benji Parecki, and I say this with all the love I have, he is a fry short of a Happy Meal, okay?
He is so much fun and super, super talented.
Oh, he really is. I mean, the backgrounds that both of you have cumulatively, that is stunning. That's crazy. So, again, you're equally yoked, and that's great that you're working on this. Wow, you've got a Christmas CD coming out.
Yeah, so, I mean, and I've heard maybe 3 or 4 songs on Benji's CD. It's Benji's Christmas CD. And Blues Webb is on there, and Blues is singing, not only playing, but he is singing an amazing version of the Christmas song. And I was there
awesome.
And he recorded it.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
That makes me so happy because, you know, in person it's like pulling teeth to get him to sing.
Mm-hmm. Well, he came in and knocked it out in 20 minutes, came in, knocked his lead vocal out and left.
Oh, Tracy, that's such good news. Oh, my God. Well, I just know that we're going to talk again and you're going to have a new chapter and you're going to be telling us some more good news.
Yes.
Craziness. That's so good. And the bummer of it is, it's like I can't say to folks, well, you have a chance to be at this place in St. Lucia in March because it's actually invitation only, right?
It's invitation only, but I do the guest list. So.
Oh, wow.
So if anybody wants to come, you know.
Wow.
List, so.
You shouldn't have never said that.
Oh, last year I had so many folks that came from over. I think 54 people came from the States last year over there, and I had to remind people. I said, okay, I'm not giving this trip. It's actually somebody's birthday party that we no longer call a birthday party. But, yeah, but 54 people came last year from the States.
Man. And you know what? I have to say this. It's so wild. I'm tickled that you are going to do this project and that European audiences went a little crazy. How do you see yourself? Do you chafe at categories? Do you see yourself as what kind of singer first? Do you ever do that, or do you just fancy yourself as capital S singer?
I just fancy myself as capital S singer because I used to do corporate bands. I'm classically trained, so literally I have done almost every genre of music from country to rap to rock and roll. And I used to sing in a rock and roll band with Paul Reed Smith, so because I have done a little bit of everything, I mean, you know, you just bring it and I just give my interpretation of it.
You sure do.
Based on what I feel. You know what I'm saying? So I mean, it's and people have always tried to say, okay, she's jazz, okay, she's gospel, okay, she's this. And I'm really, I mean, I sing a little bit of everything. I really,
and,
really, you know.
And what you sing, you are, and I'll forevermore think of this now, you are like Whitney Houston in that you just can't help it. You bring church to everything. I love that.
Well, speaking of Whitney Houston, we are also in talks to do a Whitney Houston tribute in the DMV area in early summer. So
get
we haven't
the heck
anything,
out of here.
But yes, so we'll see what transpires from it. But
oh,
yeah, I mean, that would just be, that would be like singing with Starpoint for me, to stand and be able to do a show of Whitney Houston songs, which is all I ever sang, you know, in my early years of being in the industry.
Well, I know that many a person has done the old hairbrush trick as if it was a microphone singing into the hairbrush.
Oh, yes, I absolutely did that.
So, you know, you'll be focused on so many faces in that audience of little girls, and I have to say, little boys who did the same thing in listening to Whitney Houston songs.
Yeah, and it would be very emotional for me as well, just like the whole Starpoint thing. When I had rehearsals, just stepping up to sing Renee's songs, I mean, I always say I could never fill her shoes, but I hope I made her proud. And it was just very emotional for me, so this would be the same as well, because now I met and I spent time with Renee, but I never met Whitney. But I still always felt emotionally connected, so...
Oh, yeah.
It would be incredible to do it, but I would still, you know, I know I'm going to be filled up.
Oh, my God. You and the folks who are going to be listening to you are going to be filled up because there's going to be a lot of healing. And listen, before time goes away, I know that it's a little bit over, but there have been a few folks that have called. I'm going to take this call because it's a 443 area code. Do you mind if I do this?
Oh, no problem.
Because somebody wants to say hello to you. I have
okay,
no idea who it is. Hello, 443 area code. Who is this?
This is Raymond. How are you?
Raymond.
Raymond, yes. Barton?
It is certainly me. You know that it's me.
Raymond.
You
okay,
know
Trish.
That it is me.
Raymond Barton.
How are you?
Trish, can I? Oh, my. Okay, before he hangs up, we have to get a phone number. Trish, can I tell you about Raymond Barton? Oh,
of course.
Okay, Raymond Barton is the first producer that ever took me in the studio when I was 18 years old. I recorded a song called In the Heat of the Night, and it was just incredible. So I used
wow.
to do studio work with Raymond, and Matt and I would do background vocals with Raymond as the producer.
Right.
And I have the phone number, so all is well, and we're going to make sure that you two connect. That is so cool. Raymond, thank you for calling. This is great.
No problem. It's good. I've been following you, Tracy. I'm very, very proud of everything you're doing. I'm looking at everything you do. I'm really, really proud of everything you've accomplished.
Okay, we need to get back in the studio, so I'm calling you today.
I'll
I'm
be
a little bit better now than I was when I first started working with you. I'm a little bit better.
Well, you know what's funny? I knew you were going to be on the day, and of course, songs started popping in my mind for you, strictly for your voice. You know how I am with you.
Wow. Trish, can I just tell you, I was working with Raymond. Randy Dennis used to have a vocal talent competition, and
uh-huh.
I won, and a part of the prize was money to record. So, and Toni Braxton and Mesa Leek were also a part of that competition.
Oh, my gosh.
And so I won, and I was able to, that's how I got in the studio the first time working with Raymond Barton.
Wow.
That is wild. Oh, Raymond, I think you made Tracy Hamlin's day here.
I sure
oh
hope I did.
God. Yes, you absolutely did. I'm calling you today. Thank you so much for calling me.
That's awesome. good to hear from you, Tracy. Very much so. Just finally calling you. Just have my number. Please call.
Absolutely.
All right, today. I'm calling you today. All right.
Hey, Trish, listen, I try to listen to you as often as I can. I appreciate what you do, and you do an excellent job. I know you hear it all the time, but you know, I think you do a really, really great job, and you give people an opportunity to voice everything that they're doing. I think it's awesome, and I try to tell people to listen to you whenever I can.
Oh, Raymond, I appreciate that so much. God bless you.
Thank you.
All right. You'll take
all
care
right.
of you soon, Tracy.
You too. All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Wow.
There you go.
Oh, my God. Talk about a blast from the past. I mean, all of my studio experience came from working with Raymond Martin.
Really?
Yeah, he's
oh
the first
gosh.
Person to came to the studio.
That is so yeah. wild. The roots of this town, the talent that Baltimore has produced, the memories that people have, unbelievable.
Wow. I mean, I'm speechless over here. Raymond Barton. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
And Matt Williams. And Debbie Poole, you know. And Debbie, she is an amazing vocalist. So, you know, I'd have to get out to hear her really, really soon because I have not heard her sing in years. But, I mean, we all go back to when I was 18, 19 years old, which was just a couple of years ago.
Oh, well, listen, speaking of Debbie, you have to, she has a new CD out, and she's on YouTube. So to get a flavor of what she's doing, because YouTube.
Out the video and I love it.
Oh, my God. I mean, just amazing vocal prowess. And, God, I mean, look at what you're doing because you stuck to it. You know how many people have started out, Tracy, and then have said, you know what, I'm going to throw in the towel because I just don't have the energy or the inclination or the fortitude to keep on going. It speaks volumes that you have done this. And look, you've acknowledged the gift that God has given you, and you have done your share of infiltrating people's souls and changing them.
Wow. I mean, all I can do is just, you know, give thanks to God first, and always credit him for the gift that I have and share, you know, everything that I know with and help people in any way that I can. You know, I just believe that strongly. When you give, you receive, you know, many, many times over.
Well, look, I don't know how much time you have. I swear to you, this has never happened.
I've
got three people waiting to talk to you.
I'm free. I'm so excited. I'm here. I'm good.
Okay, this person has been holding for a while. I don't know. I can't recognize these numbers. Hello, 837-443-837. Hello.
Hey, Tracy, how you doing?
Great. Who am I speaking with?
Trish, this is Ronnie Queen.
Oh, my God. It's...
I had to call
Hi,
in when
Ronnie
I heard Raymond's voice. Let me tell you about that woman you have on there in your studio today. Tracy is a wonderful soul. Tracy and I work together.
Yes.
And I love working with her. She's just a pleasant, just somebody pleasant to be with. And that's a blessing in this business.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm Ronnie in Russia. Gloria Gaynor needed a male vocalist, so I called Ronnie and said, hey, do you have a valid passport? Come on and go to Russia with us. We have a gig over there. Come on and go. But Ronnie and I go way back to
being
in the studio with Raymond, and yeah.
That is awesome. Oh, my God. I am so glad you got through, Ronnie. You are so cute. Oh, God.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. Hi, Ronnie. Look, the last time I saw Ronnie, we were in Russia last month.
We were freezing in Russia.
Yeah. It was like, what, 7 below, and he bought his big Russian hat.
I saw that hat. You actually wore that pretty well.
Yeah, so
because
cold.
I was
going to
put it on, too.
Yeah, it was freezing. So, of course, I had to buy my husband a hat because he saw Ronnie's hat on Facebook and said, I want a hat like that. And I was like, surprised him. I said, I already have your hat. Thank you very much.
Oh, my gosh.
But in all realness, I can't say enough about Tracy. I like what Raymond Barton said. We met together when we were younger yesterday. And Tracy gave me a start hearing me and come out a couple times to watch me sing. And, You know, I was surprised when she called me for the gig to work with her, and I was like, Tracy, thank you. Because it's a gig of a lifetime. You learn a lot from who's out there on the road, and Tracy's one of those performers and singers that you just can't get enough of, and I enjoy working beside her all the time.
Aww,
look at all this love, Tracy.
I know. I'm so emotional over here. Oh
I wasn't going to call in because I don't want to be a fan, but I'm a Tracy fan, okay? I'm sorry.
No, Ronnie, you are always welcome because you know I got love in my heart for you.
Love you too, Trish. You know that. You know well, you know our private conversations, honey. You know that.
I know.
Yes, I'll
all
see
right.
you in France in what, 2 weeks, Ronnie?
2 weeks. We'll be in France
I'll
in 2 weeks. Yep.
In 10. All right.
Gosh.
I'll see you.
Oh, wow.
We'll be in
Ronnie.
France in 2 weeks. Yep.
Oh, my God. Have a great time, both of you. I know you will. Who am I talking to anyway?
Thank you. Look, you guys have a good day. Tracy, I'll see you in a couple weeks, honey.
All righty. Take care.
Bye-bye, Ronnie. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, Tracy, here we go. 205 area code. I can only speculate.
Oh,
here we
okay,
go.
You too.
205-585, hello.
Hello, what's up, Trish and Tracy? PJ Spraggy.
My little brother. Aww.
PJ Spraggins, you are a
yes.
trip. That CD is off the chain, sweetie.
Pure Logic,
oh, thank
yes.
you, thank you.
Pure Logic, everybody,
to...
you got you. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I said I just wanted to call in and say hey to my favorite vocalist, and I'm going to start a petition and get her to move back to the South.
You can't have her. Wow.
Yeah,
wow,
we miss
I
you guys.
I miss my
Tracy.
Southern family so much. I miss you guys. You just have no idea. And you're going to be missed because this will be the first year that you guys have not been in St. Lucia.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
Yeah,
so.
We're going to miss hanging out, but we were blessed to have been down there or invited to come down there for the last, three, four years?
4 years, yeah,
so,
4 years.
Yeah, so that's a blessing in itself, and I just want to say thank you for the opportunity because, I mean, that was huge, played a huge part in my career. I appreciate you.
Aww.
It was my pleasure. I mean, you guys came down and represented. I mean, 1 year I had them play. 1 year Marcus Miller came with his full band, but the next year I was like, your band is great, but my band is great too. So how about you come play with my band? And he came and played with them, and I said, oh, my God.
Woo!
It was magic. It really was.
I don't think
watching
that
them play with
ever
Marcus
happened.
Miller.
Yeah, I don't think that would have ever happened. I mean, Marcus Miller... we played with Frank McComb, Kirk Whalum, Jeff Golub.
Oh, yeah, Jonathan
it
Butler.
It was all because Tracy had us down there.
Oh, my gosh. Well, look, truth be told, PJ, can I just say this? I'm saying this for all the ladies out there. Not only is it the A-team as far as bands are concerned, but you all are good-looking, too.
Well, I thank you very much, Trish. I appreciate you. I'm blushing, but you can't see it because I'm dark.
Listen. Oh, my God. Listen, when you guys, you know, I remember that night as clear as a bell, that place, this packed place, it was a cool venue. And here is this great team of musicians. I saw the musicians first. Tracy was going to come out any second, and my jaw dropped because I thought, look at these fine looking people. Is Tracy going to take my attention away because my eyes are riveted? No. But, man, my ears were riveted too. Just a sweet combination. And you know, I don't know if you've heard this whole interview, but Tracy had nothing but love for you. And for Eric and the rest of the guys.
Kelly and Sean. Tyrone and Phil.
You got nothing but love for Tracy. I mean, I haven't since worked with a vocalist as business-minded as Tracy is. And just professional all around, very classy. I can't say enough about her.
Oh,
I really can't.
Wow.
That's great.
Thank you, PJ.
Oh, yeah. Most welcome.
We had so many wonderful shows. I mean,
I mean, we were just all over the place. We performed in New Orleans on a regular basis, and we were just everywhere.
Yeah, there's lots of video out there. And you know what? The videos don't do what you guys are able to do justice, because, man, if the right sound was there, people would be tripping at the combination of factors involved in the artistry you all display, honestly.
Wow. And, you know, it was another thing that was amazing, everybody in the band had a solo CD as well.
Well,
yeah. So, yeah. I mean, how often does that happen?
Well, I just got to say to Marcus Miller, if you're listening out there, I hope you realize how blessed you were that year you had these guys.
Yeah, it really, to me, it was a blessing for him because, I mean, I felt like just a proud big sister watching them in the audience. I mean, they were all just on fire. Oh, my gosh, on fire.
That was a very memorable performance. And once again, I can't thank Tracy enough for having us down there. That was huge. Thank you so much, Tracy, for everything. And I hope
all your projects,
everything that you touch in the future will turn to gold. And God bless you.
Woo-hoo. Oh, thank you, TJ. I appreciate it. I really do.
That's sweet.
Wow.
And you ladies,
and everybody, go check out Pure Logic. Pure Logic by James P.J. Spraggins, an amazing project. You won't be disappointed, I promise.
Oh, yeah. We just played it the other day, by the way. There'll be more of that.
Oh, cool. Appreciate you, Trish.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Well, you all have a great day. And
all right,
be
you
safe
too.
And be blessed.
You too. Thanks so much, PJ.
All righty. Bye-bye, PJ.
Bye-bye. All right. I'm going to do one more, and we'll make this really short. Is that okay with you?
Oh, it's fine with me. I'm enjoying this so much.
Okay, good. This is great. Oh, my God. What? Oh, look, we got another number. Well, this is 443-831. Hello, who is this?
It's about that one time. Well, this is that. I've been holding for too long, okay? Jesus Christ.
Hey, this is supposed to be, I don't usually do this. You know, this is Debbie, right?
Yes, it is.
Debbie, say hello to Tracy.
Hi, Debbie. Thank you for waiting, Debbie. Aw.
Look, I've been listening, but I've been trying to get some stuff done. I have to leave out around 4 o'clock, so I've been trying to do stuff before I left. But I said I gotta say hi to my girl.
Oh, I appreciate you waiting. How are you?
I'm pretty good. How are you doing?
Wonderful. How about the reunion on this phone call between you and Raymond and Matt? Oh, my goodness.
I know,
right?
Man. It's like, you know, because, you know, we were just like you said, a couple of months ago, we were just like 18. So, I mean, you know.
Exactly. A couple of months ago. Exactly. You're so right.
And that was just a couple of years ago, right, girls?
Just a few.
No, but I just wanted to say hello. You know, I talk to you on Facebook all the time, and I'm still kicking myself because I didn't have my passport ready. But you know, that's taken care of now.
Oh, that's right, because I called you for a bit to do some gigs too. I was like, girl, get your passport. But I still have not seen you. When was the last time I saw you?
I know. Well, you know, you go on Facebook and you can see this too. But you said that you're gonna be doing something in D.C. for a Whitney Houston reunion or something, maybe?
Yeah, we are in talks to put something together for possibly early June. So nothing is finalized, but that's what we're working on. Yep.
Okay, well, you know, Matt and I follow you, so, you know, I'll know what you're doing because I would love to see you.
Okay, you know what? I'm going to, on Facebook, send you my phone number because I need to just get my calendar and just set up all my play dates because I'm going to be home for 2 weeks.
You sure do.
Set up my play dates.
That'd be cool.
And listen,
I can't talk because I'm on my way out the door. I'm getting ready.
No, wait a minute. You can't go anywhere because Raymond wants to say hello to you now. Raymond, that's you, right? Raymond?
Raymond's still here?
I'm here.
Say hello to Debbie now.
Hey,
what's up, Raymond?
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm well. I'm listening and calling and listening. I'm having a great time.
This is a reunion show.
It really, really is. I mean, it had to be, 85, 86, 87, something like that.
Oh, my God. Bryce is in.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I should not be saying the year. I'm sorry. I should not be saying the year.
But look, like I said, I just wanted to say hello. Tracy, I can give you my number. We can talk, because I can't talk right now, but I just wanted to say hello to you and wish you the best continued success in everything that you do, because, you know, I know eventually we're going to cross paths again, so that'd be great.
Oh, thank you so much, and same to you, but I'm gonna send you my phone number on Facebook.
Okay, cool.
All right, take care.
All right,
love you, Deb.
Love you.
Bye-bye.
All right, take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Oh my goodness! There you go.
See, you had a day now.
You need to take a
see what you're doing, Trish, in our lives. You have just reconnected all these folks.
Oh, listen, look. You know what? There is nothing in life that's coincidence, is there?
Yeah, you know what? You have a great point there. Great point.
Yeah. Everything happens for a reason, and sometimes. Sad sometimes, but, you know, God has the silver lining worked out. You've got to trust him, and this is where faith comes in. So when the like this, you really appreciate the good, and you know that he is doing this connection, this divine order that he has in our lives. So you just take it from there, Cookie.
Yes, indeed. I'm just flying high right now. I mean, this has been a great day, a great conversation, great reconnections. I'm so excited.
I'm really glad. And I'll let you go. My goodness. God bless you for staying with all these phone calls. I just couldn't ignore them anymore. My God.
Oh, I know. And you know what, Trish, can I just say from the bottom of my heart, and I'm sure that I speak for all the musicians and vocalists out there, thank you for being a leader, for having the strength and the courage to just keep moving and doing your own thing, providing a platform for us to share music. You know, because the game has changed drastically, so if it weren't for people like you, we would just be lost. So nobody would ever know about us. So thank you.
Oh, well, you know, Tracy, we've talked about this. I really do consider this a ministry. And like many ministries, you know, it's not necessarily something that's a total money-making endeavor. But I really, the whole premise of this was so that, and I had you in mind, I promise you that's the truth, that this show is now a three-hour show, so it can get to the right ears, and those right ears are going to be able to make this a situation where Hybrid Jazz becomes a full-time radio station somehow, some way, so that you can get continual airplay.
Right, exactly.
So that's the premise, and, you know, God's has been leading me in all of this, and I see that in you, and you operate under those principles, and accordingly, you get blessed. I mean, when you follow, when you're trying to listen to what he has in mind and proceed accordingly, things never turn out wrong, do they?
No. I mean, it's about being still long enough to listen to what he has to say.
Exactly.
What he's trying to tell you.
Exactly. Yeah. And you're doing it, and look at all the love that's come to you today. You have really shared your heart. You've been really generous with people, and they never forget.
That is just wonderful. I'm telling you, I'm so excited. You have no idea.
I'm glad, and I'm going to see you soon. And don't be surprised if Debbie and Matt aren't there in St. Lucia next month.
Oh, wouldn't that be something? Come on, Debbie and Matt. Come on now.
That would just
be
awesome.
We could definitely make this happen. Oh, yeah.
Yep.
They would have fun.
Oh, yeah.
Time. It's such a fun time.
Yeah, and if not that, there's a lot of play dates happening that are going to come out of the woodwork, and good things are going to transpire because of St. Lucia. And this project, Paris, Europe, then later on this summer, oh, my gosh, keep me afloat of all of this, will you, please?
Oh, I absolutely will. Absolutely
okay.
Will.
All right, well, cool.
Yeah.
So well, good. It was
25. Look, I I'm sorry. I took up all your time.
No. Oh, look. Now, are you serious? Because the show was planned. Now I don't have to do too much planning for Thursday's show. This is great. It's already done.
Wow.
So I wanted to leave on a real high note, and I wanted to leave with a place called home. If that's okay with you.
Oh, I think the time is so fitting for you to play that song. So absolutely. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. And thanks for the time. And, you know, prayer is a wonderful thing. And we're all going to be kept in the loop. And now you've got extended family, all the folks that joined us in the chat room today.
Yes, and I have to get in the chat room. I got to figure out how to get here so that I can, you know, start chatting with you guys.
Well, cool. Your husband figured it out. He'll let you know. And my cousin Rich and Linda in Malibu, California, Griselda in Texas, and all the unnamed guests that were here today. Yes, we've got them from coast to coast. They all say that they send their love.
Oh, hello, everybody, and thank you guys so much. Thank you.
And thank you, Tracy, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right, have a great day.
You too. God love you.
Okay. Love you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Tracy Hamlin, we have to do this song. It is the absolute penultimate song to do right now, A Place Called Home from Seasons, Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy.
This is Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy.
time they had. Oh, my gosh. Oh, you don't know. I mean, you know what? This is such a big, fat blessing to be born and raised in Philly and then to come to Baltimore. So, you know, you have all these great musicians, and then some of these folks become family, like David Mark there on saxophone. Haven't seen David for a while. Baltimore-based, but the last I know, it's a little tough to keep up with the brother. He's in Arizona, and man, he has made some friends. Let me tell you something. He was sort of commissioned to do this CD called The Hit It Project. And what it was a tribute to the late songwriter Skip Scarborough. Skip, if you didn't know, turns out some major songs. Lovely Day, You Can't Hide Love, Love Ballad, Giving You the Best That I Got, Don't Ask Your Neighbor, that one right there, it's all right with me. And man, must have been a good time in the studio. And I believe that David Mark, MARQ.net, has the information you need to get a hold of that, and you should. Now, it's interesting. I hadn't thought about this, but you talk about a small world. This is where the family comes in. Because David Mark and David Bach that you heard right before David Mark, they worked together. Matter of fact, David Mark was playing for David Bach, and they did some great events together. They still might. David Bach is in the area as well. He's in the region. He plays frequently at a cool place in downtown Baltimore called Sullivan Steakhouse. And he has either a duo or a trio there. But what you heard was Chasing Butterflies from Window on the West back from 1998. Great folks who are known in the region on this. David Bach on piano. And yes, Johann Sebastian Bach is one of the kinfolk. And it was funny because I played Nina Simone earlier, God rest her soul, her birthday commemoration today. And Nina Simone loved Johann Sebastian Bach. And here's, as we go through the generations, here's David Bach on keyboard as well, also electronics and percussion, Juju House on drums, Jim Charlson on bass, Andy Shriver on guitars, Bobby Reed on the saxes, Mark Easley, Stan Whitaker, Stanford Lessons on Native American flute on this. This is a piece of a project, this David Bach thing. Wes Crawford and Andy Hamburger. You got to like a guy named Andy Hamburger. They're all on the CD. So I had to play that, especially after Tracy Hamlin, A Place Called Home. And it's funny because our good friend Griselda had said that she was getting a little teary thinking about her parents. And that's exactly what Tracy had in mind, most especially on that track. For sure, but she's got a beautiful picture of her mom who looks very much like Tracy on the CD. You have to check out all of Tracy Hamlin's work on Seasons and Better Days because it's some soul-satisfying music. Oh, my gosh. Talk about getting your money's worth. Some healing's done today. We're going to play a couple of more tracks, and I'm going to let you go, maybe a little bit early. But I sure wanted to play this track because I was just feeling the vibe. I was trying to base the whole show knowing that Tracy was going to be here. Tracy vocally is to me what this man means to me instrumentally. No matter what he had done in his life, he's no longer with us, of course. I'm talking about John Coltrane. What this man was able to do instrumentally was just so to the core, so deep inside your soul that you never forgot, especially this song, my favorite Coltrane song, Naima, from Giant Steps on Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. Enjoy.
This life is moving so much faster.
Every word of that, too. You know he did. Will Downing. Woo! A Promise from Soul Symphony from 2005. Had to play that. Had to play it especially next to the groove that is that not the right word? You know what I mean. But John Coltrane from Giant Steps. You know what a great album this was. 1959, 1960. A break through album for John Coltrane. Naima, of course, his first wife. And I'm telling you, whenever there is any artist of any caliber and they write a song with a woman's name in there, it takes on an extra kind of magic, an extra kind of love. Oh, that song and the whole album. Just a masterpiece. The fifth studio album for John Coltrane on Atlantic, and with him, Tommy Flanagan on piano, Paul Chambers on bass, Wynton Kelly on piano, and wait a minute, I'm getting it mixed up. It doesn't even matter at this point. Wynton Kelly was on there. He was on Naima, and Jimmy Cobb on drums. Tommy Flanagan was on the CD, though. Wrote all these names down, and it's getting to the point where I'm writing so much down that I can't understand my own writing. Man, that was a good time with Tracy Hamlin. Gosh, I didn't know how that was going to go, if she was going to spend an hour, if she had to dash. But man, the phone calls just made everything pop, and I had all these extra songs here, and it's all right. It really is all right. As David Mark said earlier, it's all right with me. Everything worked out according to plan. John Coltrane, I'm just shaking my head because that was just so unbelievable to hear Naima. And then to hear Will Downing. Yeah. And look, I got to tell you this. Let's wrap this up a little bit early. You know, it's not that much earlier, but I'll just make sure that Daoud Saeed's music is in the background here because we want to do the right thing. Daoud Saeed on keyboard here. He has my opener. He has my closer. And what a closing this will be when I tell you that on Thursday on Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy, there will be Jeffrey Tribble, who is the person responsible for getting a wonderful endeavor called the Musicianship in Gear. The Musicianship is based in the D.C. area, and it was formulated by the late Diane Granger. We played her uncle Gary earlier today. Diane had this vision in mind, and she is no longer with us here on Earth, but she is an angel, and she has given her power to Jeffrey Tribble, who's making sure that a lot of kids who ordinarily wouldn't get the help are learning music. So, who's going to be playing at this event? The benefit for the musicianship? Afro Blue. On Thursday, Reggie Bowens, who plays bass, is the musical director for Afro Blue, and Danielle Withers, who is the lead vocalist, will be here with Jeffrey Tribble. It's going to be a great show. You know, Afro Blue is the buzz of Howard University and beyond. So it's going to be a lot of joy here. Yeah. Thank you so much for being there today. God bless all of you for stopping on by. It was a real treat. And until we meet next time, be safe and remember divine order. All right? Thanks. We'll see you on Thursday.